With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump describing the shooting of five soldiers Wednesday at Fort Stewart, Georgia, as a complete atrocity.
The shooter is now in custody, and the Army Criminal Investigation Division is on site to ensure that the perpetrator of this atrocity, which is exactly what it is, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
President Trump says prayers are going out for the shooting victims and, of course, their families.
The entire nation is praying for the victims and their families, and hopefully they'll fully recover.
And the Army does say the five who were wounded are all expected to recover. Congressional Budget Office releasing estimates of the impacts of Medicaid policies within the House-passed Big Beautiful Bill. GOP-led House Budget Committee released the data that Democrats made false statements about the bill. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The Budget Committee released a statement that, quote, congressional Democrats have used misleading calculations to scare the American people. Their statement claims that CBO's letter corrects the record on the impact of the Medicaid policies within the House-passed One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or OBBBA. The statement continues that the OBBBA saves states $13.1 billion in Medicaid costs, freeing up resources they can choose to reinvest to further strengthen care for the most vulnerable Americans. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
In business news, Disney's profit and revenue climbing in the fiscal third quarter as the entertainment company continued to add subscribers to its streaming service and see strength at its domestic theme parks. It also raised a full-year adjusted earnings forecast Wednesday and announced a deal with the WWE that will see the sports entertainment company's premium live events like WrestleMania streamed by ESPN. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judge ruling that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's larger school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds that the law violates the, quote, so-called separation of church and state. This is SRN News. An upcoming weekend series in Atlanta will feature Major League Baseball's first ever female umpire.
Jen Powell is set to become the first woman to umpire in Major League Baseball when she works this weekend's games between the Miami Marlins and Atlanta Braves. The 48-year-old from New Jersey will work the bases in Saturday's doubleheader at Truist Park and the plate on Sunday. MLB's move comes 28 years after the gender barrier for game officials was broken in the NBA, 10 years after it ended in the NFL, and 3 years after the Men's Soccer World Cup employed a female referee. The NHL still has not had a woman referee. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More beachgoers have been getting unexpected shock this summer. Jellyfish numbers booming along the coast of Delaware. Authorities say a lot of beach patrol captains say they're seeing more jellyfish activity and stings. More details, SRNnews.com.